Welcome to Gaudible, a daily reading of holy texts known in the Unificationist community as Hunduke. Today we are reading from God's Will and the Ocean.
God's Will in the Ocean. True Father speaks on why we have ocean training. Page 213. The relationship of heart with all things. The human being is actually a very sensitive, knowing creature. You should be able to tell from experience about the current and what it is doing. You should be able to tell how the hook is hanging from the line in the water according to the current. Especially two lines, the 7.5-fathom and the 10-fathom line, are the ones most likely to catch. You have to be really attuned to your bait and how it goes down the lines. You will also discover many related kinds of phenomena. You may use 6 or 8 lines, but all season long, there is just one line that the tuna will bite. You may think, well, that's just the favorite position for the tuna. So you change the line's position, but still the tuna bites that line. How do you explain that by today's science? The spiritual world is like the dark horse in a race. It may be the most unlikely thing, but it happens. Maybe you pick up an old line that someone else threw away. They caught lots of tuna on that line, but finally they made a new one. And you have all new lines, but you put that old one on. Then suddenly you catch a tuna. How can you explain that? It has happened. That's why I am telling you these things. You have to love your equipment, your hooks and lines. You have to cherish the ones that catch. Even bring them to your bed because you never want them out of your sight. That kind of feeling, that kind of love is okay. This love is connected everywhere, and it connects in an invisible way, in a most unlikely way. The Japanese members come around to me and say, "The New Hope is becoming an old boat. It's more than 13 years old now, Father. Let's change it." I don't want to hurt their feelings, so I say something like, "Oh, you think so?" Actually, I am wondering, "What are you talking about?" Already, if we were to write the history of how we began this training program, 99% of it would center on the New Hope. Even if we got a brand new boat, even if someone donated it to us, we would never write as much about it. It is like a marriage. If you are married for 10 years and your wife gets old, do you try to get rid of her and get a new one? How would the New Hope feel if that happened? Would it be happy or sad? It would cry out. Instead, I am thinking of when I give all these things to the next generation, I will change the boat and give the new one to them. At that time, I will retire the New Hope and put her in a special museum. The New Hope will understand because this is normal. The boat knows it cannot live forever, and it will agree to a replacement at that time. I truly feel that way. I have that kind of sensitivity to the New Hope. This says something to all of us. How are we different from the rest of the world? Through our heart. We are making a heartistic world, which is quite different from what most other people are doing. If we are going to ride on the New Hope and on the One Hope boats, we must really love them. When you are allocated a boat, don't ever say, "Oh, I want a new boat." Don't ever say that. Just love that boat, and eventually that boat will return all the love to you and catch a great deal of fish. Talk to your boat. Say, "I know you worked hard last year. I'm going to take really good care of you this year. Let's get together and be successful." At the end of the day, when you are coming back, clean out the chum area and get rid of the bad smell. Take care of the boat and really clean it. Then when you look at the boat, you feel good about it. And the boat looks so good too. Take care of your boat and treat it right. This is your responsibility. In the daytime, you are too busy to keep it clean because you are trying to catch fish. The boat understands this. However, on the ocean, if something goes wrong, even if it is a small thing, you have to take care of that. After a few weeks of serious experience, you will understand how the engine sounds. You will be able to hear when the engine is going over its capacity. You have to slow down at that point. The engine is like the heart of the body. In the ocean, if the engine quits, you will be in a serious situation. In fact, the engine is almost more important than your life. You have to think like that. You should never overwork the engines. Sometimes you cannot help it if the case is an emergency. However, never push your engine for no reason. Love your engine just like a member of your family, like your wife or your husband. Then it will never go out of order. When the birds are flying around and looking for a boat to land and rest upon, which boat will they pick? You can see this particularly in small villages. There are lots of houses, but always one house has lots of birds that come there to rest. Remarkably, that house is the one which is very prosperous. It's true. The reason for this is that such a house has a great deal of love, which has probably accumulated from generation to generation. You have to bear in mind, then, that Moony Boats are to be loved with one's whole heart. Actually, I wondered if you needed me to come and talk to you this year. Then I thought about the New Hope and said, I've been coming to the New Hope every year, and it will miss me. I couldn't tolerate the thought of that. The New Hope has recently been fishing in Montauk, and I have been there fishing on it. I asked for it to come back to Gloucester. However, it has just been sitting here for several days, so I couldn't help but think about coming to Gloucester and visiting it. I wanted to talk to the boat and tell it, I fished with you all last summer, every day, but this summer I can't fish as much with you. I hope you can understand. I know that the New Hope will understand if I am not around so much. I am telling you these things because I want to urge you this year not to let your loved one, your boat, lose its spirit. Don't let it be damaged. Just as you would protect your own body, take care of your boat with all your heart. Tune in tomorrow for the conclusion of Why We Have Ocean Training.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of Godible. Godible is made possible by support from listeners like you. To donate, visit godible.org. Thank you.